Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on board for our update here. And I don't know, where do we want to start? Why don't we start with Comey's removal? That was a shock to just about everyone.
Oh,
I guess
absolutely.
My question is, Larry, my question is, why did they do it the way they did it? I mean, the guy was a career government employee, evidently had a good track record, obviously was in the Clintons' pockets. We know that from previous things that he's done. But why wouldn't you let the guy resign and just quietly be removed? I mean, this seems kind of odd to me. And what's your take on that? There's a big difference between resignation and being fired, and being fired publicly, and actually in the middle of an address, which would be very humiliating. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very interesting. One of the only excuses that appears to be out of the White House is that Trump still says he's draining the swamp. And you got to, you know, one thing we can't lose sight of, Stuart, and recently on Augusto Perez's program, we talked again about Cyrus and how so many people literally hate Osiris, hate the thought of Osiris, and cannot understand that at all. But, you know, Stuart, you and I have talked over and over and over. You know, I know a lot of people thought once they voted Donald Trump in, you could go back to sleep because he would just carry on and take care of them and et cetera, et cetera. But if he is Osiris, which even the bots and the Torah codes and so many things point to that, Cyrus wasn't a lot of help to Babylon at all.
No.
And that's a shocker, and we've got to keep that position in our mind, so we don't lose sight of the fact that we can't really expect him to always do the right thing for Babylon. Is he not judgment?
He is judgment. Here's something from WikiLeaks. Upon news of Comey's removal, Julian Assange tweeted that a source within the FBI had informed him that the Bureau would begin leaking documents from the investigation. Excuse me. He urged the FBI to release documents in full to prevent any misrepresentations by the press. On the heels of Assange's announcement, an additional source claimed that the Deputy Attorney General now oversee a new Clinton probe following Comey's dismissal and would do so in close proximity to the FBI Acting Director Andrew McCabe, which I understand is also likewise a Clinton protector and has some very questionable things on him as well. So do you suppose that they discovered something so damning, maybe investigating in Pedalgate, that Trump just blew his top and fired him immediately, and that what we're being told in those letters is probably not the real reason? It's the legal reason. What do you think?
Well, years ago when I was active in law enforcement, I received a pamphlet from the FBI that had gone into an in-depth investigation into the pedophile rings and the kidnappings and the missing children, et cetera, et cetera. And they actually had came out in that pamphlet and said that it went on up into the high ranks of the FBI, and the three-letter agencies in Washington, D.C. That's where it goes. That's why you can't do anything. And so even as we do know that this pedo-gate is going on right now, but if you waited for mainstream media, you would never know it ever happened. It's being kept such a deep secret. And you may be right. You may be onto something there. Maybe they have found out more than we know yet.
It just seems odd that even if you hated the guy, that you would humiliate him in public unless he found something, unless something was found that's not in the letter and it got to Trump. Because remember, what's his name, General, can't think of it right now, but he got terminated, Flynn.
Yeah.
General Flynn was terminated abruptly, but we now know that Flynn was investigating Pedogate. He was, go ahead.
I was just going to mention there, when you mentioned General Flynn, we know that he was involved in that in-depth investigation. There was reports as the election was over and they were waiting on January the 20th that the trouble with Flynn was he knew where the bodies were buried. And that was bringing on a nightmare to the left and the right. In other words, even the establishment were scared of Flynn, and that's why all of a sudden they really used this situation with Russia really to just cut his throat. So we're really, Stuart, when you look at it, we're in a war. This is actually an ongoing war. I know people don't want to think that, but this is ongoing right now, and so... You know, even though there's threats other places of war, this is an internal war or civil war or revolution, if you will, right here in Washington, D.C., which extends to both coast and the north and the south. The whole country's in a war. They just don't call it that yet.
Yeah, it is. It's a clash between the communists and the American people that evidently don't agree with that sort of concept, but... I just wish these people on TV would call it for what it is. It's a communist coup. And the people on the CNN and whatnot, I think they should be called what they are, communists. And you're in a communist coup operation. You're committing treason. You ought to arrest all of them and throw them into prison. Maybe that's coming. I don't know. But, of course, you know, something like that, once it starts, it doesn't ever seem to stop. Then they get the idea, well, maybe we should round up this group, and maybe we should round up that group, and on it goes. But I guess my own feeling is they're laying a trap for Trump, and maybe this is part of that trap. You know, deep state can produce any kind of documents they want. They could produce any kind of emails they wanted. So they could... They could nail him any time, basically, they want. So I don't know. What do you think? I just have this feeling that when he's done the Lord's bidding for Israel, he's out, and either somebody like Obama or Al Gore or someone. And by the way, did you see Al Gore is coming back into the news again?
I saw that.
So
yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention the fact that I don't know if you saw it today, but he had a private setting with trying to remember the guy's name. It's the old guy, about 90 something years old, that has run presidents for years. Everybody meets with him before they become president, usually too. Kissinger. Henry
Kissinger.
He actually had a meeting today with Henry Kissinger, and that's telling, because when asked what they discussed, he said we were talking about Syria, and then of course, ironically, and I'd like your take on this. You know, James Comey was fired yesterday, and today, of course, the left is accusing Trump of firing Comey because Comey was digging into Trump and Russia's connections and collusion.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, guess who was at the White House today to visit Donald Trump? The Russian ambassador that everybody got in trouble with, and Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. And so, you know, it's like the especially the left, they're losing their minds all over again. I mean, they are going insane. And it makes you wonder if Trump is really working some graphics around the mainstream media that is literally blowing their mind.
Well, I think he does like to toss stuff into the mix and watch them. I think he gets a big kick out of the media going crazy. That's kind of his, how do I say, he loves a fight. And they say he always has loved one. Not necessarily violent arguments and stuff like that, but he loves being told you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, let's move from there. What's going on with this North Korean thing? Is it settling down, or are we walking into another trap?
Well, I'm somewhat concerned. Yeah, I'm somewhat concerned, Stuart, that, you know, you said that you mentioned trap before. And, of course, we could be being lured into that area now. Interestingly, North Korea appears to be trying to prepare, for another nuke test and fire more missiles. And at the same time now, this is what's ironic, China has come out now and are firing missiles of their own in the Yellow Sea. There are reports. Now, I can't confirm them, but I'd mentioned this to you earlier. There are reports in the background that we are having some type of dialogue with the North Koreans, I believe in Sweden, they said, or possibly a very unique location somewhere that's secret. Now, whether that's true, I don't know. But you remember, South Korea just elected their new president, and it's come out now to be true that he is somewhat pro-North Korean and a reunifier of the Korean Peninsula, and he's really kind of against America interfering in that region. So they now have a new South Korean president that, whether he's too naive or whether he literally is coming in the back door, so to speak, or possibly a North Korean plant, he's the new leader in the South, and not too much pro-American.
Well, it is interesting that Trump did say, well, I'd prefer doing this diplomatically. But let me read you what this insider says. Exclusive. North Korean defector, who now mocks Kim in his artwork, calls on Trump to help topple the dictator, saying war is unavoidable. Song Byok, I guess, said America and its allies must force regime change in North Korea. He believes conflict is unavoidable, but it is a price worth paying for the freedoms. Mr. Song believes if North Korea is attacked, many people would actually refuse to fight. He worked as a propaganda artist for the regime and defected in 2002. So there's an insider who evidently, you know, was a propagandist for Kim, probably knows how Kim thinks and whatnot, saying that war is actually unavoidable. So do you suppose this brief reprieve as they try to negotiate is just a kind of, like I said, a reprieve?
Well, when you're dealing with that regime, you really don't know. You know, China came out also and said that it appeared war was going to be imminent because China didn't see any way that it would be a peaceful resolution to the coming clash between the U.S. and North Korea. And of course, we know that North Korea is focused on completely annihilating Seoul, Korea, if this breaks out. So it's very delicate. It's almost like walking on eggshells, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, because if the military strategists for the United States get it wrong, 3-4 million people are going to be dead within minutes to that. This is something interesting. I want your take on it. It's Sorcherfall, so, you know, you kind of wonder about it. But so many times she has proven absolutely correct down the road a month or so. An intriguing Ministry of Defense report circulating in the Kremlin today states that the American briefing papers provided to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs ahead of tomorrow's unexpected or unplanned meeting between Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Washington, D.C. contains a stunning document titled Proposal Rebuilding from North Korea Attack, A Path Back to Morality, strongly suggesting the United States is actually inviting and urging a catastrophic attack upon their nation in order so it can be rebuilt to reflect its nearly lost Christian values. Now, you might think that's totally bizarre and totally off the wall. The Baha'i Faith, in one of their documents, said that the United States has to undergo a massive attack in order to bring it back to its senses, as to a light to the whole world. That we totally lost that, and we're so backslidden, we're worthless, and we have to go through a major war to bring us back. What's your take? Why would they have a proposal entitled that way, Rebuilding from North Korea Attack? Now, you have said that they have these little miniature subs or smaller subs that do carry, I guess, nuclear missiles. Is that right?
Well, they carry the cruise missile type. Matter of fact, North Korea recently and Iran, using that same style of a cruise missile, have been testing it being fired from small subs. And that's all you would need, I suppose. You know, with a low-yield nuke, you could do an EMP there. There are also back-channel reports that North Korea is about to launch another satellite or two. And whether we allow that, I don't know. I'm kind of, troubled that we haven't already shot the two up that's up there coming over America down, but we haven't. And maybe that's in the game that, they actually – there's been so many military people the last week or two warning of an EMP attack from North Korea on the U.S. I mean, this is ongoing, so maybe in the background there is a plan.
Well, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Here's a headline. Did recent North Korean missile test fail, or was it really a perfect EMP test? According to the South Korean sources, recent tests failed at the ideal height for an EMP attack. At the brink of a nuclear holocaust, this is maybe why we should tread very carefully dealing with North Korea. And we do have, what, at least two satellites?
Yeah, the two satellites that come over, I believe, twice a day in a 24-hour period, and they come from the south going north, I think is what they said, which would really line up all of America if you really wanted to do it. So we don't know. I mean, maybe someone does, but I don't know anyone that's talking about what's really in those satellites.
Okay, and let's move over to Earth changes a little bit. What in the world is going on with our weather? There's something really strange going on here. You guys are getting clobbered again. Farmers aren't able to get out into their fields and plant up here. They're way behind. And didn't we have the bot saying that polar vortex that the language shows that maybe we're going to get hit through the summer periodically with a polar vortex, which would indicate to me that would be a deep freeze. kill everything.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That would be devastating. You know, it reminds me of Stan and Holly Deo that have consistently come out and talked about stealth famine, and you and I have warned about it too. You know,
years,
when you go
yeah.
to the stores recently, there are not the vegetables and fruits in those stores that there used to be. Smaller sections, and a lot of it doesn't last but just a few days, and it's gone bad. So we could be in trouble.
Yeah. And a lot of this is probably due to, what do we say, cosmic radiation is coming down on the bots. Now, the sun, are we hit now yet? I know we've had some glitches all day long. That CME storm, has that hit now?
So they say it's kind of ongoing. There was a lot of radiation hit yesterday. And then today, they've reported that we were receiving today a stealth CME. It was a huge filament, magnetism, and they're all over the sun. The sun has no sunspots. It's blank, but a lot of filaments are moving around. And there was a May 9th explosion, and they're talking about a incoming this evening into tonight. But the sun is really anomalous. It's causing lots of problems, and it could be affecting our weather to some degree, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Here in the bot, it says humans will be affected with mental disease due to the sun disease. We've talked somewhat about it, but if you're in the middle of this thing, and there's no question the sun is really getting anomalous, jitteriness, anxiety, frantic, and other language pointing out that humans, or some humans anyway, are on the edge.
Well, you talk
and
about
being
on the
new
edge, Stuart.
Yeah.
I'm just going to insert right here. You talk about being on the edge. I watched today more fights breaking out on airliners. And you were a pilot. Have you ever seen the people on the edge and fighting and causing troubles on airliners as you have the last month or two?
Oh, never. Never. You might have some, on corporate aircraft, you can have some disagreements. I remember some of them. But as captain, you just put them down real quick. You want me to land the airplane and dump you off in Podunk Junction, or do you want to shut up, sit down, mind your business? And they always sit down and mind their business. But on the airlines, yeah, there is something going on. You can't, I don't know what you lay it to, but the bots may be more right than we want to know. Because,
yeah.
Of course, they're higher up in the atmosphere, so they're getting more of these strange radiations that they're coming out. The new data for this processing has forecast that this spring is the point of activities relative to sun disease. As part of the sun disease forecast over these past years, we have had specifics referring to humans who will react, which are described as feelings and emotions that push towards megalomania. So evidently, this thing is going to cause people all, depending on how their makeup is, their DNA is, cause all kinds of problems. And they also say that the data sets for solar damages include not only the humans, but now references to ice masses at the poles. Data sets have the South Pole calving. Large ice masses. And isn't there one that just ready to break off? It hasn't quite yet?
Yeah, there's...
down there in Antarctica?
Down in Antarctica. And I think off Greenland there's some broken off and trying to break off. That is happening.
Well, they're also talking about... you got to be really careful. I know a lot of folks run and all that sort of thing, go out walks. Always take a hat with you, because they say, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what they're reading in the language, is that it can change almost instantly. It's almost like a cosmic barrage gets through, and the sun can heat you up and burn you in a matter of minutes if you're outside.
Not only that,
without
not only that, Stuart, but there is so much radiation coming down upon us right now, and Stan Dale warned of that some time ago. Remember in Australia, they passed laws where you had to wear hats, and we're getting radiation. It begins to be radiation sickness, just like the South Atlantic anomaly, but remember Stan said there would be more of them all over the world, and these would begin to affect people and their health.
Well, it's begun, evidently, and it's going to get worse. And you know, the other thing that is always amazing to me is the timing of all this. Well, here we are, 5777, and if there's a new guy out, well, he's not new, but he's got a very interesting, I sent you the link, on the possible rapture of the church. He's got some interesting stuff there, new concepts. But what I'm getting at more than that is, because nobody really knows yet, all of this seems to be dovetailing into, I guess, May, June, July, August, and September. So if he's right in the star sign, which I believe he is, I don't think there's any question anymore about the star sign, although a lot of people are mocking it and whatnot. But it just seems to me that we're seeing kind of a convergence. Wars, rumors of wars, the technology now for the mark of the beast has been around probably for some time. And all we need now is the right circumstance, and everybody will go for it. If we get into a war with North Korea, we'll be under martial law almost instantly.
Yeah, that's very true. And what's interesting too, Stuart, you know, we've got so much pointing to September. The latest remark from Trump, you remember, was talking about the debt ceiling or the governmental budget that they just that's going to pop off in September. He said September would be a good time to just shut the government down and drain the swamp. And so I'm wondering, is that just a remark, or does he already know something about September?
I think he knows something. This September, everything is going to change. I'm just getting that feeling. I don't exactly know whether September 23rd is the actual date of the changeover from the, you know, from grace back to the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants and back into works. But it appears that way. And it appears more and more that way when you take all of, you make a sweep of all of that and you dovetail it all together. It all points, just like the Omega Code did, everything points to 2017 as the big pivot year. Well, if the age of grace closes, and you had that vision about that, how the door was closing, and there was a big influx just at the last bit, but we don't, you know, the Book of Enoch says we really don't know our date, so I guess nobody knows for sure. Anyway, how do people reach you? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, Stuart, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. We're getting a lot of comments on these updates. People want to hear it, and they want to know what's really going on. And we try our best to present it as we see it. But I do want to warn everybody, more and more, this is pointing to this fall where the United States is going to totally change. I can't tell you why or how. I just have the feeling that we're running into that time frame. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Really appreciate it, and thank everybody for listening. And we'll see you Friday. Night.